What were some of the big issues you guys were taking on? Obviously, nationally, we talk a lot about immigration. We talk about tariffs. Is that kind of funneling down at the local level with the mayors?
Absolutely. We certainly talk about those issues. We are focused on climate change because we believe that in order for our country to see significant progress, that mayors have been forced to provide leadership on that issue. Certainly, we want to look at how the trade bill and trade decisions and tariffs impact our communities. Border security and immigration is a major issue, and certainly public safety. And then there are just nuts and bolts issues. Using tourism for economic development, using art as a tool for economic development. How do we learn about best practices from our colleagues? That is always something that has been an important issue in public safety. In fact, there's a session coming up that addresses the use of purchasing power to impact gun companies. And that's something that I'm interested in learning more about. They've been actively pursuing this effort in Ohio because, you know, we support the Second Amendment across the board, but we also support responsible gun use. We support responsible gun laws, and you know, anything requires regulation, or many things require regulation. You know, whether it's a driver's license or the use of alcohol, and we believe that guns should fall right in line with how they're used and who owns them and who has access.
When it comes to immigration, I think the last time I spoke to you, there was the issue that was coming up that the Gary Airport was being used by ICE to remove detainees that had been picked up. Was there any progress on that? I know that was something that, I don't know if you could fight that, but was there any progress made or any changes?
We don't have a lot of latitude in stopping a private entity, one of our fixed-based operators who has a contract with the federal government. I think that there has been activity by the coalition, and I think that they are well within their right to protest that activity. At the same time, we've made it clear that Gary is a welcoming community. We understand that there are legal avenues to immigration, but we also do not believe that people should be criminalized because they are trying to create opportunities for themselves and their families, especially when you see increasingly that the legal means and the legal methodology or processes to immigration have been essentially cut off to people who would otherwise, 10 years ago, as an example, have been great candidates for immigration.
The president threatened roundups last weekend. Turned out that it doesn't sound like that was the case. Was that something that you, as a mayor, and the other mayors were talking about, maybe how to protect these populations or ways to deal with that?
We were certainly talking about how not to allow our police departments to be co-opted into federal ICE agents. ICE has a job to do. Our local police have a job to do. And our job is to address violent crime, to address crimes against our citizens. And when you start utilizing local police forces for federal immigration activity, we just don't have enough officers to do that. We certainly don't have enough hours in the day. And I think that at the end of the day, even the federal agents understood that, and that was why you saw that activity pull back.
All right, so you're kind of winding it down here. What are some of the things when you reflect on these last 8 years that you'll be proud of, and maybe some things that you wish you would have gotten a little bit further on?
Well, we are certainly proud of the infrastructure changes that we made. We completed a runway relocation and extension that no one thought could ever be done at the Gary Chicago Airport. As a result of that, We've seen increased revenue, increased activity. We've also been able to build a general aviation customs facility at the airport. In addition to that, we've been able to pave in excess of about $30 million in streets. We've got a new fire station that is coming up. We have seen marked investment of small businesses throughout the city, and we saw Indiana University work with the city to build a $40 million new building on their campus that served as a catalyst for a neighborhood that had been challenged. We have seen record demolition occur under our administration, some $6 to $7 million in demolition. And we've set the stage for the utilization of data and innovation. You know, when I think about those things that we may not have accomplished or that we may not see, it's certainly to see the final results of a balanced budget. We have a plan in place. It's up to my successor as to whether he will follow that plan. We believe that it is a turnkey approach to balancing the budget. I would say that probably the last accomplishment is to move our casino onto the 80-94 corridor. We'll be able to lay the groundwork for that and move it out of what I believe is an industrial corridor. What we won't be able to do is realize the industrial development that will ultimately, I think, change and impact this community for decades to come, in that it will allow us to really improve the assessed valuation and ultimately to grow the city out of the financial challenges that have been that have plagued the city for over 20 years.
So last night was the Democratic presidential debate, and Mayor Pete was in there. What are your dealings with him? What do you think about him as a presidential candidate?
Well, Mayor Pete and I are friends. We started together. I appreciate his candor and the way that he has not only listened but acknowledged that there are things that might have been done differently, but a commitment to going forward in a way that both is responsive to his community and that provides an example for other communities who have experienced this. One of the things that we did at the Conference of Mayors 4 years ago, right after the riots in Baltimore, was to provide a guide to our colleagues and to each other that talked about, here are some things that you can think about when a crisis arises about around police community relationships in your community. And it's not a one size fits all or a formula that would ultimately allow people to address it, but there are some issues that are universal that mayors have to consider. And I think Pete did that, and he has done it well. I think he has certainly been a shining star on the national stage as he competes for president, and I'm extremely proud of him as a friend and colleague.
Are you thinking about involvement in the upcoming election? I mean, I don't know what if you have any political aspirations, but do you think you'll be involved with one campaign or another, or are you going to take yourself kind of out of the limelight for a while?
Certainly, I will be supportive, and you know, I've not made a commitment yet, but you know, I anticipate making a commitment at some point and being actively involved. That doesn't mean I'll be in the limelight. It just means that I'm committed to seeing a person in the White House who can be supportive of citizens and who will ultimately unify us as a country. You know, one of the great consternations that I've had about what we've seen at the national level is the amount of bickering, the amount of just mean-spiritedness. And I think it has really trickled down to us in some communities, and I don't think that does a lot to set an example for our children. It certainly doesn't do a lot for us to make progress as a country and a global society, and I think we just have to do better.